You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Glory Hole Radio Network, gloryholeradio.com.
You know what, dude?
What's up? We are back again with another episode of You Know What, Dude? Stop Talking, Joe.
I didn't know you started.
Well, you know, I mean, you've done fucking 90 of these.
Well, you didn't say we're about to start.
Well, now you know I'm starting, so why don't you shut the fuck
and
up?
Dawn was talking to you.
Dawn doesn't fucking talk on the podcast.
And you just started it.
All right, so we're on the... Would you like to intro it? Go ahead, you do it then.
Not at all, Bob. Good.
Oh shit!
What was that?
I don't know. Fucking
something break?
No.
On the sound like you
something
on the
shit. Floor. Nah, I think I just messed up the chair. We're good, babe. Come on, babe. We're good. Shit. Fuck. Wow. Did you hear that crack?
Yeah. Yeah. I fucking heard it.
Baby, I'll get you a new chair. I bought this one. I'll fucking smash this chair right over the wall right now. Fucking buy a new one tomorrow. How's that sound? Is she staring at me?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right.
She's got the English
muffins. Fucking. I thought she... She moved the English muffins. Why'd I scream? That should have made me happy. Get out. All right, man. We're back, Joe.
Yes.
Me and you. This is the... this will be the first podcast after the... I don't know what we call it now. Bailey J incident with you?
The encounter.
BJE,
the Bailey J encounter. The incident BJ. Makes it sound negative.
Yeah. Well,
encounter.
I mean, we I don't know, dude. What happened? I mean, we had her on the show. You drank a fucking pint of Jack Daniels.
I didn't drink the whole thing.
A lot of it. You drank it like a fucking a hobo.
Well, her husband drank some of it.
Yeah.
What happened? I mean, we can't talk too much about it because it's not out yet.
It's coming out tomorrow. This is coming out after it. So this
Sorry.
We can talk all about it, Joe.
I forgot. Okay.
Because it's coming out. It already came out on Monday and Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So we can talk all about it, you little homo.
Okay.
Let's.
Yeah.
Joe, I've seen you go from, you know, I'm not into that. I was into that for a minute. I remember talking to you about, like, you know, I thought you were like shemales. Nah, dude, I was in that for a second. I was into that shit for a minute, but I'm out of that. I don't care. And then all of a sudden, I brought up this Bailey J and I showed you a picture and you looked at it and you got smitten.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. You know what, dude?
I know what it is. You know what? It's called cock, delicious cock. And Joe DeRosa is a connoisseur.
A connoisseur on cock. Yeah.
You closet homo, that's what it is. No, you like dudes. Who cares?
No.
You like shemales.
No, you know what, dude? I really was out of it for a while. It didn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. And even with this thing, it happened, and then it kind of went away, and that was it. It was like she was married, and that was the end of that. Uh-huh. And I kind of, I think I'm already kind of past it. I just get like, I've always been this way. I get really obsessed with a certain like arousing thing for a period of time, and it's all I can think about. And then it kind of goes away. And I think in this case, there was no chance of me ever getting to like hook up with her, you know what I mean? So I think I just was like, all right, well, I guess that's
pull that mic a little away from you. Just push it back a little bit.
I thought, well, that was that, you know.
Well, but here,
it was her. It wasn't. Can't stress this enough. It's not traps, as she taught us to call them. Perfect. It's not traps. It's her. There was something about her.
Can I throw this in the mix?
Yeah.
I think that there's. The one thing about shemales, trannies, traps, chicks with dicks, beautiful goddesses,
right,
whatever you want to call them,
right.
What I think it is about them is that they're really hot chicks, okay, that are somehow attainable to the regular guy. That chick, that type of chick with the big tits and the fucking, you might not be able to get that type of dirty chick. You know what I mean? Right. You definitely can't afford a hooker like that. You're never going to really meet a chick like that who's going to be into you. Maybe, right? But right. all of a sudden you see this chick and she's a dude. It kind of brings her down beneath you or to your level where you can talk to her and you're not, you can, hey, what's up? What's going on? And she sounds like a girl. The other thing is she has a cock.
Right. Right.
You know what? I take it all back. You're gay. Listen, there's no way around it. You're gay for fucking 8 minutes or a week and a half, whatever you are.
Right.
I'm trying to find the psychological, what makes it okay to look at that and be attracted to it. What is that?
Well, it's not a matter of okay or not okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is.
So you would have, let me ask you a question and be honest. Would you have, if that night she didn't have a husband and she went back to your house with you, would you have slept with her?
Because
she would have fucked you. She said she would have came all over your shirt.
I
like the fact that you were the bottom in the fucking relationship.
Well, yeah, let me specify. No, I wouldn't have let her bang me up the ass. No, I wouldn't have done that. And I don't think I would have had sex with her. I think I would have done shit with her. I would have experimented around. Yeah.
Experimented like, around? Stop making it like you're fucking a 10-year-old at camp and like you don't know what your penis is and your friend's penis is, okay? You know exactly what you're doing. You're 32.
Four.
Yeah. You know what you're doing. So you would have went home and not experimented. You would have done what?
Well, look, experimented meaning I have never done anything like that in my
life.
Lies! I swear to
God. Lies.
I keep no secrets on this fucking podcast.
All right, cool.
I've dumped it all out. All right.
You've never sucked a cock.
No, I've never made out with, I've never done anything gay. Like, as a, like, the gayest thing I've ever done is like a goof if I grab your dick and go woo woo woo.
Hey,
you know?
Don't throw me into your homeowners.
Well, look, you know. That's the only, right, like, yeah. I've never done anything sexually gay.
Right, yeah. But
I would have, so my experiment meaning, yeah, I was attracted to her. I would have hooked up with
her.
You
would have kissed her.
And we would have seen where it went.
Let's go through it. Let's see where it would have went. Let's go through it. Let's give you some fucking questions.
Right.
Or some scenarios, and you give me the yay or nay.
Okay.
Go back to the house.
Right.
Hold hands.
I don't think
like,
she's the hand-holding type.
Yeah, she's not that type of guy.
Yeah, she was pretty direct about like how she likes to get down.
Okay, so you go back
to the
room.
She's not married, I mean.
So, yeah, if she's not married. So you go back to the room, your house, you're a little buzzed after the bar, and she, as you're walking back, she grabs you and starts making out with you. Would you do that?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay, great. So you're making out with her in the vestibules and little hallways. And
but, dude, I'm way ahead of you on this already.
Okay, hang on now.
Because, no, you're leaving out shit. You're already missing details.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I really thought about this.
Okay, all right. You know what? You go.
This is why I say, well, I'm just going to stop you along the way. You can keep going.
No, I want you to tell me what would happen.
Well, this is why I say experimenting. I thought about that. I'm like, of course I'd make out with her. She's fucking gorgeous.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But then I thought, well, I pull her close. What would I do when I feel her boner on my leg? Because that's part of it. I'm like, would that turn me off? See, that's where I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel at that point. I really don't know. I think
if you felt her fucking, because you're going to understand, that's going to do something to you because you're making it hard.
I know.
And that does something. You have such a low self-esteem, that would actually do something for you.
Of course it would.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
I think low self-esteem is in the mix.
I had a friend who was, I had a bunch of friends who were gay in college, but there was one guy in particular who was a good look, like very good looking dude.
Yeah.
And he always used to, he like thought I was cute or whatever.
Right.
And I'd always flirt with him.
Really?
And he'd always be like, stop teasing me. And but I'd flirt with him because it made me feel good. It's terrible, isn't it?
It's not. Look, man, it's terrible in the thing that's set up for us. You know what I mean? As guys, you're either a straight guy who likes chicks, or you're a gay guy. You know, anything in the middle is fucking weird to people. Or, you know, this. You know, with straight guys, you're either gay or not.
Right.
I think that. I mean, no. I mean, look, dude. You like the attention. I used to have a rule. I used to tell people this, you know, because I'd go with, you know, I wouldn't go with a hot chick sometimes. I'd go with a fucking fatty or kind of goofy looking bitch or something like that. And people are like, dude, why, you know, what the fuck, what are you doing? It's like, I like someone who likes me.
Right.
That's, you want to know how to get into my fucking wheelhouse? Like me a lot, and I'll like you.
Right.
I like people who like me, and that goes into anything. Even Twitter, Facebook, fans, you know, in the business, you like people who like you. That's a fucking turn on.
Mm-hmm.
It's it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to like them because you know how much they like you. It's so yeah, so this girl, you know, guy likes you. It feels good. You
right.
want the attention. So I don't think it's, I mean, here's a society we brought up in there. I mean, dude, look, fucking, what is it? Not even fucking 60 years ago, 50, what is it?
What year are you looking 80, for?
Exactly. Civil rights.
Civil rights in the 60s.
60s, yeah, yes. 60 years. Around 60, 70 years, actually, now. Because I get fucked up with the 2012.
70 years. 50 years, Bob.
50? How is it 50?
1960 to 2011 is 51 years.
Is it? Is it really?
Yeah, because 1960 to 2000 would be 40 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, the 60, but it was before that I'm looking for. Like, I'm looking at the 40s when blacks couldn't drink out of the fucking same fountain. In the 60s, they kind of started to be able to do
that. Yeah,
that
was civil rights movement was the 60s.
Right.
Okay,
so, but the 40s was when it was bad.
It was bad up until the 60s. It was
you,
never
I
good
had...
before the 60s. It was a real shit show for them.
It was good back in the day. Fucking
during slavery?
Yeah, no, before
when?
That.
When?
Back when the fucking, you know, the Lion King shit.
That was in Africa.
Yeah, back in Africa.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about here.
Back in anyway. The fucking... You know, the fucking Tutsi tribes and shit.
Oh, boy. All right. Go ahead. What's your...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know black history. I got to focus in on February this year.
It's really just...
Is that Black History Month, February?
This is really just basic history.
They didn't teach that shit in history, dude. They didn't teach you about the civil rights movement in my...
They didn't teach you about that?
Dude, I grew up in Medford. No, we didn't. We learned about Abe Lincoln. We learned about fucking the Civil War. We learned about. We didn't even learn about Vietnam or any of that shit or any of those fucked up things. No, we learned about basic history.
God damn, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we didn't. They didn't teach us that I didn't know we did bad shit to black people. We had like one black kid in my fucking school. We were in the Italian part of town.
Very segregated.
Yeah, well, when I was in West Medford, it wasn't. Yeah, Boston's very segregated. Medford, you know, West Medford had blacks section, and then it had a white part. South Medford didn't have any blacks. North
it
Medford
had a
didn't
white
have
part.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It was very segregated. And the school was, too. I mean, from first to sixth, I had a lot of black kids in my school.
Okay.
My first black chick I ever dated, Janine McKay. Sexy, tall black woman.
Tall motherfucker.
But,
All right.
So
what was your? How are you equating black history to Bailey J?
I'm trying to get out of the math.
How does this relate to Bailey J?
I'm trying to get out. I don't know now. I'm lost because I hate that I fucking. I'm gonna edit this.
Don't edit it.
I'm not gonna edit anything, dude. I'd never edit anything.
All right, good.
That'd be funny if it goes from there to this. I'd never anything. It just goes because I took it out. That'd be hilarious. Anyways, I don't know what I was trying to say, Joe.
You were saying that it's because the culture we're in, and I think what you were getting at was in a perfect world, you could just bang a chick or bang a dude and nobody would have anything to say, and there wouldn't be any of this horse shit that comes along with it where people are going, really? And what?
I think it's changing too, though. I think it's changing. I think the young guys that are coming up now, they know what gay is. They know what bisexual is. There's Glee and all this, you know, there's a lot of gay marriage is legal in so many states. The next generation's coming up. It's like the generation that came up where you're at school with black people, you know. Holy shit, that didn't happen.
It's interesting,
you know. So it's being filtered out of our society, gay or straight. I think in years to come that, you know, hey, I'm gay. Yeah, good for you. Who cares? You know, nobody's gonna care. Or you could be both. You could go with a girl, a hot chick like Bailey, who has a cock and. Literally, you know, take her to a movie and go down and fucking nobody's going to say shit to you.
Right.
You know, that's the...
Well,
yeah, right.
It's also, too, because, though... Excuse me. It's also... sorry, dude. Yeah. We live in a very progressive city. You know, New York and LA. New York, LA, Atlanta, San Francisco. These are towns that have like an artsy scene and all that stuff. It's like these are the kinds of places where you can, it's a much more open perspective and mentality about this shit. You know, it's funny, dude. You travel into Pennsylvania even, and it's like all of a sudden, like, homophobia is still fucking rampant.
Well, Pennsylvania, I don't know if you know this, has like the highest percentage of KKK.
Yeah, I know. Which isn't that weird?
It's fucking weird. People don't know that shit. People think the KKK is down in the South, in Mississippi and shit. It's fucking right down the road, right down the street.
It's so racist there, dude. And I'm from there. And I love PA, but it's like it's not a very open-minded place in many areas. The last time I was there, it's funny. I was doing a show with Giannis Pappas, really funny dude. And
I'll be the judge of that.
Very funny. You'd like him a lot.
We'll see.
But he was doing a joke about something about he did some joke about gay rights, and it fucking bombed. It bombed.
Really?
He was like, because it was pro gay rights. And then I went up and I go, fucking Pennsylvania. I go, Jesus Christ, you guys. You guys, when somebody says something progressive here, you guys react the way people do when somebody says racist shit anywhere else. Right, you know what I mean? You guys get like all weird, like, what the fuck's this guy's deal? You know? Yeah. I'm like, what is. And then that bombed.
Right.
Because they were just like, yeah, so what? You know what I mean? Like,
dude, I have that whole thing in my act about gays, you know, like being. You know, don't be gay. You know, I grew up with that in my life. What are you, gay? Don't be a little fag. Don't be gay. Don't be a little sissy boy.
Right.
When I wanted to be a sissy boy. I just wanted to cry because my life sucked. My mom was getting beat. I was getting hit. My sister was getting hit. We live with a fucking monster. And all I wanted to suck it up. Be a fucking man. You know?
It's brutal, dude.
Yeah, it's brutal. And you can't cry. You can't fucking, you know, don't be a little fag. I remember one of the biggest things back in the day, I think it was fifth grade or something, fifth grade, sixth grade, was someone spread a rumor that I was gay, and it killed me. I didn't, you know, it was just like, oh, man, I didn't even know what it was, you know, really, but it was like, I knew it was bad, and it sucked. Like, right. I had this cock-sucking kid that I think was a bully. Spread this rumor about me. And then it's like I had people, these kids after me, and these people calling me fag. And then that's when I snapped. That's when I got to seventh grade, and it kind of went over into there. And that's when I started, you know, using drugs. And I learned that you fucking snap on people. You beat the fuck out of somebody. You try to kill them. And then it goes away. Then people respect you.
Right.
That's where I got that anger from. Because when people fuck with you, you beat the fuck out of them. You just fucking start hitting them with a fucking pipe, a stick, whatever the fuck you got, until they cry, until they're begging for life, and they stop. And that's how you stop that. Other than that, you just have to learn to take it and not care. But I was so fucked up and hurt and fucking, at that point in my life, I didn't know how to do that. Right. And nobody fucking told me. You know, nobody told me, like, fuck them. You know, my mother was all over the place. I didn't have a fucking dad. My sister and me separated just to survive each other, survive the bullshit we're in. So, you know, fag was, what are you, an asshole? And then growing up, and especially doing comedy and moving to New York City, it's like you meet gay people all the time, and it's like, I missed out on so much fun shit.
Yeah.
And I could have done so many fun parties in fucking high school. And
yeah, they're a good goddamn time.
Theme bash.
Dude, they're a good time. This is what kills me with guys that are homophobic. It's like, dude, I don't understand what you're homophobic about. Cut out the part where you think they want to have sex with you. Just get that out of your head.
Because they probably don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
Dudes. They're doing all the shit dudes want to do all the time.
Yeah,
partying and having a great time.
And they're funny.
Yeah.
They're silly bitches. And they don't... I remember I went to my wife's massage therapist, her friend Bill. And I went in and, you know, I was like, you know, you want me to take my pants off? He's like, no, just a shirt. And I'm like, you don't want me to, you know... And he didn't want nothing to do with me. I was like, God damn it. Kept rising my ass up off the bed, like my inner thigh. He was like, no.
Because gay guys are guys, dude. They want prime rib, dude.
Yeah.
They want the prime fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're as shallow as we are with chicks. They want the fucking.
You think Bailey would have, if she wasn't married, you think she would have hooked up with you?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, she said she would have on the thing.
Some goddamn self-esteem now. Yeah. She would.
Yeah, I think she would have.
And you would have.
I mean, I believed her when she was saying
it. You would have kissed her.
Absolutely would have kissed her.
You would have went home.
Yep.
Would have got naked.
I think so, yeah.
And if, what if you took her pants off and she had tighty whities on? Would that bother you?
Boxers.
Yeah, she had like old Fruit of the Looms.
She was wearing boxer briefs. Yeah, it would kind of ruin it.
What if she's wearing the same underwear Marky Mark wore on the Calvin Klein ads?
Yeah, that would be a disturbance.
Now, here's the thing. Now, you get naked in the bed and you feel it.
I'm going to feel it way before that is my point.
Oh, what do you mean?
Dude, you're making out with a... I mean, you can feel the warmth of a vagina when you're making out with a chick. There is no way you're not feeling that cock.
Fuck, are you dating chicks with easy bake oven pussies? What are you talking about?
I'm saying, you pull a chick close to you, get on top of you, you feel that fucking...
Right, yeah.
You know, you feel
something, you know,
it's slight, but you feel it.
Okay.
So I'm saying there's no way you're not feeling her fucking hog unless she's got that thing taped up. But that thing's too big to tape. I've seen it. I mean, it's
you've seen it. You've never you know,
on the videos, yeah.
Yeah, but would you, I mean, do you still want to see it in real life?
Dude, I swear to God, I'm not just saying this. Like, I think like once I knew I couldn't have it, it took me a few days to just get it out of my head. But I think I'm just kind of over it. I was like, all right.
You're over it for now. Until she.
Until she what?
Until she fucking gives you a little more, you know, maybe a little, maybe she gives you a little bit. Maybe, what if they broke up? What if Matt and her broke up and she called you up?
Yeah, I'd hang out with her.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look, it's all theoretical right now.
Right.
This is what I'm saying, dude. It's like...
You want to kiss me, Joe?
You know what it's like, dude? This is what it's like. This is a good analogy. The first time I auditioned at the Comedy Cellar, right?
This better be good.
I failed. I didn't pass.
Right. Second time.
Second time I passed. But like the first time I auditioned...
You failed. Go ahead.
Second time I failed pass.
You failed pass.
Yeah, yeah. Second time I got a sympathy vote.
Second time we had to mush you through.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, that worked. That worked for a week and a half. No.
That's much shitty clout I have there.
No, but the first time I auditioned there, right? I'd build it up so much in my head.
Yeah.
And I had to have it. I was obsessed with it because I knew it was tough crowd and Colin and you and Burr and Patrice, Keith, Jim, DePaulo, everybody, you name it, dude, Voss. The list just was fucking endless. And everybody I respected worked there. I wanted to work around all those guys and all you guys, and I didn't know any of you that well at the time.
Right.
But I knew you well enough to at least get the audition, and I got the audition, and I failed. And after I failed, and I couldn't have it, the obsession went away. I didn't care anymore. I was just kind of, like, I still kind of, like, so when people would say to me, don't you want to work at the Cellar? And of course I eventually went back, but I was like, yeah, I think I do, but I don't know. I auditioned, it didn't happen. It's done. Like, I'm done. So that's kind of how I felt about that night. I felt like I was so geared up for that night and meeting her and thinking, like, we're all going to be drinking. It's Halloween.
You dressed up.
You know.
You came in. You washed your balls.
Oh, yeah.
You were ready to
go. I was ready to go.
You were ready to go.
And then when it didn't happen, it was like that. It was like I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I definitely don't have the fire that I had because I was like, she's passion. Married. It's just, that's it. Yeah.
You don't have the passion for the cock that you had, right?
I wouldn't phrase it that way, but yeah.
Joe, I love how much you wanted to suck a dick that night.
I wanted to jerk one off.
Dude, let me tell you something. You put one in your hand, you're putting it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell half of the girls I date that. Hey.
Here's the thing, dude. I don't think that she would have, if she let you grab it and start jerking it, there's no way your little shoulders are going to be able to fucking like resist her pushing your head down to that cock.
She'd be. You should videotape this. This is a visual. This is my impression of Bailey J trying to push me down to suck her dick.
Hang on.
You ready?
Yeah, wait. Go ahead.
This is my impression of Bailey J trying to push me down to suck her dick.
There's nothing there.
Just fucking.
That's funny, dude. Oh, dude. It's well, you know what, dude? It was a fun fucking podcast, and I give her and Matt the one thing that I love about I don't give a shit. You have to respect that she just doesn't give a shit, man. She's who she is. He's who he is, and they like each other, and they fuck around. They do their shit. They make their money. She's a pretty girl, man. That video, if you haven't seen the video, go to my app YouTube site. It's RK app on YouTube. It's out there. It's on my app if you already have the app, which is free, by the way. If you haven't have the iPhone app, grab that fucking thing. If you don't have it, you're an idiot if you have an iPhone.
It's on there.
She is a woman.
Yeah.
She's a woman.
Yeah, I watched.
She's a girl.
I've watched that video.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how pretty she is. You know what I mean? You're looking over. Like at one point, I'm looking at my wife, and she's just sitting there grumpy. You know, I'm like, Jesus Christ, could you fem up a little bit?
Well, that's weird. Yeah, and she's a real girly girl, too.
Very girly girl. But you could see, this is the thing that would happen, is the guy would come out. Like, you'd get into an argument. She'd be like, fuck you. And you'd be like, whoa. Like, you know, she'd, you know, you don't, the guy would pop out down the road with you.
You think so?
She's an alpha male. You know, alpha.
She's girl alpha. I've dated alpha chicks before.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, she's not, but that's the thing, dude. You know what? I disagree in all that time that we talked to her.
Yeah.
And I went out with them after. I went to a bar with them after we hung out.
You really fucking were begging for it.
Dude, she showed me, there's a band I love called Life of Agony. They're a metal band.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to them since high school.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this. She just goes, out of the blue, she's like, we're just sitting there, and she goes, do you like that band, Life of Agony? Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck yeah. You listen to them? And she was like, she's like, I don't really listen to them. She's like, but, you know, the lead singer is a chick now. He got the...
Really?
And I was like, what?
Wow.
And I looked it up online, and he's a fucking chick now.
What song is it?
Nothing You'd Know.
Nothing
You'd
Know.
Just like an indie metal band.
You know, like, you ever see Tokyo Hotel? That band? I think it's Tokyo Hotel. The lead singer is like this fucking gorgeous little boy. He's like this girl. And you're like, oh my God, dude, just stop it. Stop confusing me.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know what? It made me realize when I was in my... when I was in... bed with my, like, I have no problem with it. I think it's, you know, look, I get it, dude. It's fucking, there's something about it. There's something about her, especially when you talk to her. She's so cool and fun and a nice person, man. She's a nice person. So you can't fuck with that. You can't, there's no way around that. I don't care who, you have to be an outright bigot.
This chick's got us bad, dude. This is the, I just realized this is the fourth podcast that we've talked about her.
You know what, dude? This is it. This is the last one, okay? We're done.
Holy shit.
It's over right now.
This is a saga. Well, we got it. You got it.
We're fucked. Dude, we should. And all we need is just to suck one cock and swallow one load, and we would have been over.
That's all she had to do.
That's all we needed? Come on.
This is a four part. I mean, you got to though, because we did the lead up into it,
the love, the
right.
Smitten.
Then we did the two part actual interview, and now we're doing the fucking wrap up,
follow up. And then I think, you know what, dude? It's, and I keep saying that, you know what, dude?
I know, I said it a bunch of times today,
but I think it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's done.
We wish Matt and Bailey much love in their relationship. You know, and I'm glad that she has a relationship, and you know, they're both happy, and I'm glad you didn't get to fuck her, Joe.
You know what? I got to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad too, because when I hung out with them at the bar,
yeah,
it was like, you know what?
They're happy.
This is a cool couple.
Yeah.
They're fun people to hang out with. I really like him a lot. He's a good dude.
Fucking good dude.
So is she.
You're coming home, Joe. That's the first time you called her a dude in 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, they're good people. And I was like when I was hanging with them, I go, you know what? If I had like a party or some shit, this is like a couple I'd want to invite.
Absolutely.
Be like, guys, you got to meet these two. They're fucking cool.
I want to do other shit with them. I love her. I think she's great. I like him. I want to do other things with them, dude.
I just pictured the four of you, you, Dawn, and those two on a vacation. Remember that part in Goodfellas where he's like, we went on vacation together. We're showing all the pictures of him and De Niro, the stills.
Just be me sneaking away. Hey, where are you going? I got to go take a pee. Let me come.
Bobby, what are you doing in there?
No.
Mind your business. Mind your business, honey. I'm helping Bailey on with a brain joke.
Holy shit. Bailey, we love you. So.
God damn it. Please go to her website, baileyj.com, and listen to her podcast on iTunes. It's a fucking cool podcast. It's her and her husband, and they do callers, and she's got a shitload of fans. So let's move on. Let's move on to, you know, I got a fucking, this is pretty crazy, man. I came up with this fucking idea. Well, you know, Serpico came down to the Fort Lauderdale Thursday. Flew down. You know, he's got the camera. So he called me up a week ago or whatever it was. And was like, dude, I'm thinking of coming down to Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
Fucking around with the camera. You know, he's got his camera. He's got that 5Ds.
Yeah.
Learning how to do all this stuff. And I was like, cool. Fuck it. Great. And he's go, I think we'll film, you know, we'll film your shit Friday night because we're trying to get my hour special.
Right.
Trying to figure that deal out, where we're going to do it, how we're going to do it.
Right.
Comedy Central passed. They don't want it.
They don't?
Nope. Nope. Not the demo, the jokes and the demographic, and I don't know, dude.
What?
I don't know.
All right, let's not go down that road.
No, okay. We can. Fuck it. Why not? I don't hate. Look, it doesn't. I get it. I mean, look.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I get the fact that it's okay because I'll do it on my own. I'm still going to do it. It might be the best thing for me. It might, like, in down the road, it might be like, holy shit. Thank God I didn't do it with them because it wouldn't have been this.
Right.
It would have been that.
Right.
I don't want to do a fucking, I don't want a blue curtain behind me with my name. And I don't want to fucking have the same fucking crowd as some other motherfucker. I want my crowd.
Right.
I don't want your crowd.
Right.
I don't want to shoot two shows in one night.
Yeah, I got you.
I get it. I'm not putting that down, you know, but I would love to shoot my special.
I got you.
But they passed, whatever. I would have done it.
Of course.
For right now, it's not happening as of right now. So we're coming up with these great alternatives, really cool ideas. And he came down and he's like, let's go through the day. Let's film some shit. And we're just sitting there the night, was it Wednesday night? We're like running over the shit. Like, what do you want to do? We're going to do man on the street shit, blah, blah, blah. And then we're just sitting there and we come up. He's like, dude, I was going to rent the car from tomorrow, but it's like $150. And he's bitch, you know, he's a nickel chaser. And he
That's
goes,
hilarious.
A U-Haul's $19.95. I go, rent that. Fucking rent that. That's hilarious.
Right.
You pick me up in a fucking, we have to go get a U-Haul. And I'm pissed off. And then we started talking. I'm like, dude, we do a show out of the back of the fucking U-Haul.
Right.
Where we just pull up and I pop out of the back or something.
Right.
And we'll just start talking to people.
It's great.
We go to the U-Haul place. The guy who owns the U-Haul place is fucking Kamar, the best guy ever. We start talking to him. Serpico's a fucking mad scientist. He starts looking around going, can we borrow these chairs? He's like, sure. And he's like, what about this sign? There was like a fold-up chalkboard sign.
Right.
He's like, yeah. There was a big clown head. He's like, can I get that? He's like, sure. He goes, you need a rug? And the guy gave us a rug.
Nice.
Serpico set up a studio, like a fucking, in the back of the U-Haul.
I saw the picture of this online. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Dude.
Yeah.
We set up this fucking studio, like a talk show thing, and we fucking just drove around.
Great.
Pulled up to a Starbucks.
Great.
What's up? Rolled up the back. It said the Robert Kelly Show on the chalkboard. Two chairs. We had the microphones. We had the camera. And we just, I grabbed some doctor dude, this chick and all of this chick that was going to like makeup school and all her friends were having coffee. We got these three cowboys.
Great.
Bull riders. We pulled up at a Barnes & Noble and they were just, we like, hey, you guys want to be on the show? They jumped on the show.
Perfect.
The guy Kamar from the place. We did all these fucking interviews with
Perfect.
Just regular fucking people. Literally, we're driving around. And the funny, some of the funniest things is trying to get people to do it. Like Serpico's, there's an old lady on a bike and he's, you know, hey, we're doing a talk show out of the back of the thing. You want to get in and do it? I'm like, dude, you can't ask an old lady on a bike at a gas station if she wants to get in the back of a U-Haul with your New York accent.
Oh, dude, and his shaved head and everything. Oh,
yeah, two bald. Me too. I'm in the front.
Oh, Jesus. That's hilarious.
And it's fucking, I can't tell you how fucking crazy it is.
It's awesome.
How unbelievable. It's like the simplest idea.
Always the best idea.
That fucking just blew the fuck up.
Always the best idea, right?
I don't know, dude. U-Haul retweeted the tweet. They were like, "This is the best, a great way to do a talk show." The head Twitter account from the legitimate Twitter guy, Twitter account from U-Haul, loves it.
Well, I just had an idea, but I'm not going to say it on the thing.
Okay, good. Don't
ask me after.
All right, cool.
Might be helpful.
But we're gonna have comics on it. And they're going to do comedy in the fucking U-Haul. Like, we are going to have bands.
Then you just cruise around New York and do it, right?
We're going to cruise around. This is the thing, dude. I do comedy. This is the whole thing. I do comedy all over the country.
Right.
So I go in the day early. We rent the U-Haul. And we go do the Robert Kelly Show for a day.
Great idea, dude.
And then we come in and we do the show. We get everybody to fucking go to the show. But here's the thing. The fans of the show are going to start fucking... I'm going to have a Twitter account, so it's like those fucking taco vans. So it's like, look, we're going to be on the West Side Highway at 3 o'clock today, and we get a special band going to be playing out of the U-Haul. And they'll be on top of the U-Haul, and you come down, and you get 10 people or 1,000 people.
It's great.
Like, I could have you on the show, and you could do your fucking stand-up in front of a fucking crowd at a mall parking lot just because they know the show's going to be there.
That's great.
So
I love it. That's a great idea.
Fucking cool, right?
Yeah, it's great.
The Robert Kelly U-Haul, fucking loads of comedy. We're giving away prizes. It's going to be crazy,
loads
dude.
Of comedy.
It's going to be crazy.
Keep the comedy moving.
I'll show you. We got a lot of shit going on, but dude, it's out of fucking nowhere.
That's fucking brilliant, man. That's what I love about those guys. That's how they work, right?
Yeah. Well, don't say those guys. It's more singular. But go ahead. I'm kidding.
But you call them, you're like, this, I was thinking of this. They go, well, what about this? But what about this? What about this? Boom. And then
the
next,
best,
you know,
I mean, they're fucking unbelievable. They're really great. Apostle is the, you know, unfucking believable. And you got to be careful. Like I told you, I've said some stuff before joking around and they have a meeting. Look what happened with us. We were, hey, what about Ralph Macchio? Next, a week later, we're in the room with Ralph going, so we have this idea.
Yeah. It was they're great, man. They're really great. And speaking of Apostle, we should plug it. We're both doing Comics Come Home on Saturday. Oh, is this going to be after that?
After that.
I can't remember how this works.
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's going to be after that.
Well, how about that Comics Come Home, Bob? Hell of a set you had.
Here's the thing is I actually watched the we could talk about this for a minute too. I just wanted to get that show out there because I want people to start looking for it. Because things are going to start happening.
That's great, dude. Congrats.
I want people to start knowing that that's going to be there. We're going to have a Twitter account and a Facebook page for it and all that shit. And things are going to start happening with it, hopefully. I mean, look, dude, you know this business. We've been fucking doing our secret project for a year.
Yeah.
We got a big phone call this week. By the time this airs, it will already happen. It's a good phone call.
I hope so.
Yeah, and the book. We have a book meeting this week.
Yep.
Which is another good thing, Joey.
Yeah.
Dude, I just can't wait to be in the airport fucking and go by that stupid bookstore, that Barnes & Noble or whatever the fuck, and see fucking Cheat, A Man's Guide.
It's pretty wild.
I can't fucking wait to go in and hold a book and know you know, that I fucking wrote this with my buddies.
It's pretty fucking wild, man. It's pretty fucking wild. You know?
It's crazy.
It's goofy. It's goofy.
We're authors, motherfucker.
I was laughing about it the other night. Who was I talking to? I can't remember. Who was it? It was Patrick from Cringe Humor.
Yeah.
Was like, what's going on with you guys? Da, da, da. And I was telling him about the book. And I was just laughing. I go, I just feel so bad. Like there's some fucking asshole in a cabin somewhere working on his fifth unpublished novel. They came to us like,
you guys
are jerk offs. You want to write a book?
Waiting to smoke his last cigarette. But again, the simplest idea.
Right.
But here's the difference. You ready? I was trying to tell this young comic this the other day. Here's the difference. There's a difference between doing and not doing. There's a difference between saying, dude, that'd be a great idea.
Right.
Or sitting there for a fucking day.
Right.
Or whatever. Like the movie. Yeah, it's a great idea for a movie. That would be a great movie. Yeah, right. It would be. We were like, fuck that. That'd be great. We're doing this.
Right.
And then the book. You guys should write a book. What do you think about that? What are we gonna do? You're gonna write 30 pages. Okay, yeah, let's do it. We could have did that and nothing could have happened.
Right.
Could have been a waste of our fucking time. But we did it and we sold it. Well, it was a year ago, almost a year ago today that we sold the book. I don't know if you know that.
It was
December.
Almost
a year ago.
Yeah, because you were on your Aruba trip.
And
yeah. Well, dude, it's, you know, listen, it's, even if nothing happened, it wouldn't have been a waste of time because of that, I know how to write a book proposal now. It's like, I understand what a book proposal is now.
Right.
It's got to be 20 pages, roughly. Mm-hmm. It needs to represent the arc of the book.
Yeah.
These are how long you should make the chapters. This mm-hmm. is what kind of shit you should put. Like, I get that now. And it's like, that in and of itself
is huge.
Was just such
I wrote
beneficial
20,000 words. And I get, you know, it kills me is I get shit for my spelling, and I get it. It's annoying to people know how to your and yay and nay and fucking we and where and fucking to. And I get it, and I hate the fucking anger that people send towards me, like, you fucking idiot.
Who does that?
People on Twitter.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
You fucking dummy. It's your, you know, I, it's like, you know, I get it. I get it. It bugs some people. You know what I mean? I get it. But here's the deal.
It's stupid. You shouldn't get it. That's a fucking... They're assholes.
No, dude. I do the same thing. You do the same thing with certain things. We do the same thing with when people are trying to be, you know, funny. And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to be funny. All right, stupid. Shut your face.
Yeah, but you know what? You know who I don't do it to?
What?
People that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, and I've gotten the messages. We've talked about this before, and people send messages and go, Joe, don't take it so personally. This is why people do that. And, like, thank you for those messages, because I know you're trying to make me feel better about it. I appreciate it. But it's to me, come on, bullshit, man. If I don't fucking know, I don't care if you're sending me a funny thing and you're breaking my balls a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the other day I tweeted, why? I just wrote why question mark and tweeted it out to see how people respond.
Yeah.
And one guy wrote, because you realize you like cock now or something like that.
That's,
you know,
funny,
what I mean?
Though.
And I was laughing because I was like, that's a funny joke pertaining to stuff on our podcast. We were joking about it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I don't like when fucking people get personal. Like, that shit's personal. They're coming at you going, you fucking idiot. And it's like, dude, you don't fucking know me, man.
Yeah, like, people give me shit. This is another thing that people give me shit for. This guy actually gave me shit. I didn't block him because I don't think he's not a fan. But it's like, they expect, this is what kind of fucking bugs me, man. And I wish we spent more time on this podcast talking about this. It's fucking amazing to me that, you know, I flew out on Wednesday. I filmed all day for nothing. Just me and Serpico came up with, and we filmed literally making shit up as we go to make something creative for people to enjoy all day.
Right.
Then I went and did my show at night. And then I did four shows after that. And during the day, I came up with other shit and then I last night after my last show, I edited a film for the podcast for people to enjoy, to see what we do visually.
Right.
So they can see how it is with the Bailey J. And now we're doing this podcast today, Sunday, and you're over here. And then, you know, I'm doing shows this week. I mean, it's like I do so much creatively and to entertain these fucking people.
Yeah.
The fans. I try to be as funny as possible. I never try to fuck them. I try to create with the podcast. I try to put, I try to do videos. I try to all this shit. And then on Twitter, they want me to be funny all the time.
Right.
They don't want me to. I'm promoting the podcast. I'm promoting my dates. I'm promoting a video that I made, which is funny.
Right.
Which is good shit.
Right.
Which is interesting, creative shit. Which is what I fucking do.
Right.
A TV show or a movie that I'm doing. It's what I fucking do.
Right.
I've been doing for 20 years.
Right.
You know? I am not a fucking professional 140 character Twitter funny dude.
Right.
That's not my fucking thing. Once in a while, I'll tweet something funny or interesting or whatever. But I don't sit there and fucking try. Not only do I have to make a podcast once a week, which is a fucking pain in the ass.
Right.
It's not as easy as you. What do you think? It's easy
right.
for fucking you and me to sit here
right.
and fuck and it's not.
Right.
It's not a fuck. It takes commitment to you, to the people listening. We do this, you
right.
know, and to do shows, to fucking get on a plane and go out. And I mean, Thursday night show was shit. They were right. a bunch of fucking savages. The worst show I've had in over a year.
Right.
Friday night, Saturday night, probably some of the best standing ovation Friday night.
Nice.
Legitimate. Not, I went, thank you, good night, boom, place shot up.
Nice.
One of the best shows. You know what I mean? But I do these shows, and then you, not only that, you want me to fucking, you want to be able to look at your phone and me make you laugh like your little monkey boy.
Tired of it, man. Tired of it. It's intrusive. It's too much. I'm getting rid of my Facebook page.
Yeah.
I'm changing it into a fan page. Because it's just, and I look, I appreciate everybody that's ever messaged me or anything like that, but it's just too much. It's too much. Like, it's,
you got, yeah,
I'm not tap dancing 24 hours a fucking day.
Yeah.
And it bothers me, man. It fucking bothers me. I don't like, you were just saying it, and I was, the fuck was it? Shit. You were
what?
Saying about the Twitter.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, dude.
I can't remember now. Last night, what you were saying about all the shit you do.
Yeah.
It's like I had a blast last night at Anthony's house.
Right.
Doing the Secret Show to the Future thing. We had a fucking ball. And when it ended, he brought the cameras out into the main bar, and we karaoke'd on camera and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the part people don't get. They just see it and go, that's a funny goof. Oh, look at them never having to do anything. You know what I mean? And look, obviously it's not hard work to do karaoke and drink.
Right.
It's fun.
You know what's hard though?
But
you know what the fucking button is that you're doing? You're actually hitting a button and letting you assholes watch.
Well, it's, you know, Anthony's doing that, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like, dude, come 5:30 a.m.
Yeah.
When my body is going, dude, you're done. Go to bed.
Right.
And you're just sitting there going, no, fuck it, man. The fans are still watching. There's still people watching. We got to keep going. You know what I mean?
That's just a little overboard. You're fucking alcoholic.
But I mean, that's...
There's one dude, a truck driver in fucking Arkansas. Keep right. going.
Can you go with me on this, please? But I'm telling you, dude, we hit a point last night where I was like, I'm going to fucking pass out, dude. I'm so tired right now. I'm so
fucking alcoholism.
Tired. All right.
It's called poisoning your body. With Anthony Cumia trying to keep up with that fucking midlife crisis.
Oh, I run neck and neck with him.
Oh, my God. I love him. I fucking love him. He is such a happy drunk, man.
I was on the show one day, and Opie goes, well, DeRosa, can you drink? And Anthony was like, oh, DeRosa can put him down.
Oh,
and Opie went like, oh, shit, all right. If Anthony's giving you. And I felt like proud.
The godfather of fucking booze.
But
the godfather of gout.
But, you know, my point is that it's like even when something like that, as silly And as much of a goof as that is, there's still that thing in you going, I'm trying to give more. There's still people on Ustream. They're still watching. I don't want to tap out on them. And it's like, and people appreciate that, and it's great when they do. But then there's a lot of people that don't appreciate shit like that, and it's just more tap dance all the fucking time. And it's like, dude, I got a life, man.
Well, dude, here's the deal, man. I promote, you promote to. Is that all you do is promote on Twitter? Say something funny. I am a fucking professional stand-up comic, okay? You come to one of my shows, I'll fucking guarantee, if you're following me, you'll laugh. If you know me, you'll laugh. I'm funny.
Right.
I'm funny.
Right.
Come see me do stand-up. I had a bunch of ONA fans this weekend. Dude, I hear you on the show all the time. It's my first time. Holy shit. Exactly. Fucking exactly.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
It's like, this is what I do. I don't do Opie and Anthony. I'm not a radio guy.
Right.
Okay? I don't do Twitter. I've been doing stand-up fucking comedy for 19 years. That's what I fucking do. I create. I can act. Dude, you can act. I saw you in Louis. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Don't act so fucking surprised.
Right.
This is what I do.
Right.
I do this. This is what I do. I'm not a fucking Twitter expert. I'm fucking cool with it. There's some people that fuck Andy Levy. What's it? Andy Levy.
Yeah.
He fucking gave me shit one day. What are you? Can you not funny on Twitter? No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm a fucking stand up. I'll go up and do an hour and blow the fucking roof off a place.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's what I do.
Right.
I don't sit there and go, how can I be funny in 140? I get it. He makes me laugh. Morgan Murphy makes me laugh. I'm a fan of their Twitters.
Right.
Like the people that are funny on Twitter. Colin makes me laugh with his horseshit on Twitter.
Right.
But I just don't get what the fuck. Just leave me alone. I'm trying to get people to come to my show. I'm trying to get people to listen to my podcast or check out a video that I made or a TV show that I'm doing. That's what I'm working hard at.
You know what I'm starting to realize is I don't think we need Twitter as much as we think we do.
No.
I don't think we need it.
No.
And if people care, they'll find it. They'll find the information. And I think when people give you shit on there, not you, I'm just saying in general, everybody, when any of us get shit about that, I think that's people saying, hey, man, this is not the place for that. This is a social network where it's meant to be social.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right,
hey, man, I didn't follow you. I don't follow you.
Right.
I don't know who you are. You followed me for some fucking reason. Apparently, the wrong reason. Because what you want, I'm not giving you. Just leave. Walk out the fucking door, dude. Stop announcing. Stop standing up in the middle of the room going, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I mean,
just get up and walk out of the movie, bro. Stop being such a fucking drama mama. Stop being such a cunt. Stop being such a fucking pusswack. Just get up and leave, man. Right. I get it. And then I look at, look, dude, sometimes I say shit funny. Sometimes I'll think of a funny tweet.
Right.
You're not going to please everybody all the time, but it's like I'm trying to get you to, from Twitter and Facebook and whatever, to listen to this podcast, man, because this is funny to me. This shit is good.
Right.
I love the fans of this podcast. Yeah. You know why? Because they're fans, man.
Yeah.
They're fucking the shit.
Yeah.
They email, they tweet, they fucking Facebook, they come to the shows. This is great. This is fucking great. They love you, they love Soda, they love all the people on the fucking show. That's fucking what I want. And you come to my show and I'll make you laugh, dude. I wrote some funny shit. I got some funny jokes. And I got other ideas. We got the secret project that we're working so hard to put shit out there. Yes, for us to make money and to create and to have our things that we think are funny out there. But it's also for you. The book is for you, motherfucker.
Yeah,
the people that like us. The movie we made was for you. The secret project is for you, man.
Well, yeah, you always create to some extent for an audience. I mean, obviously, you know?
Right? Abso-fucking-lutely, we do.
You can't, you know, who wants their shit to sit in the dark in the corner somewhere? You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, I agree. We've talked about it before, yeah. But it's just
back the fuck off. Just back off.
And Twitter too is like. When I look at it, I'm like, I'll never be great at this because I watch the guys that really yeah. have the legions of followers. It's like Norm MacDonald is like an expert Twitter guy.
Yeah. Colin's great at Twittering. But they tweet. Levy, Andy's fucking great.
Andy's great.
He's great at he's like almost like an expert Twitterer. He can get controversy going and then like get into fights, fake fights. And Morgan Murphy, fucking great Twitterer.
Yeah.
Go follow.
But they do it all day.
All day.
They do 10 a day, like 15, 20 a day.
It's their podcast.
Like, yeah.
It's their book. It's their secret project.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? We're going to answer the fucking phone?
No.
Well, can we shut it off? Because I'm doing a fucking podcast. Can we even, like, fake attempt to shut it off?
Shut that one off.
I mean, just fake attempt. You know?
I don't know how to shut it off.
Okay.
I don't know how to shut it off.
Well, can you fake it? Can you fake it? Fuck off.
Magic.
Oh, go fuck. I'm a ninja. I want to
be married,
ninja.
Man.
Why?
I see you guys together.
Dude,
you're
a week away from being gay. Can we just settle down?
It's gone. It's out of my system.
Yeah, but look, I'm not going into another. I'm not going down this road. I'm not going down married road with you.
Fuck you. Why? 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 I had to listen to your whole thing about your fucking U-Haul talk show that you invented last week.
You don't fucking like that?
I love it, but I listened to the whole thing. You were excited about it. I listened to the whole thing. I was a good friend.
All right, dude.
It's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yes.
It's fucking
fantastic. It is a fantastic idea, and I am behind it 100%.
Will you be on it?
Well, you know.
Yeah, you will.
No, of course, yeah. What course the fuck will. Do I have going on? I can't get booked on a late night show to save my life. I'll just stand up in the back of a truck.
I bet you get more fucking people being like,
course,
holy
yeah,
shit.
No, than of course I would
you
do
did
it.
The fucking Letterman show. What the fuck does the Letterman do for you?
Those late night guys won't touch me, man.
They won't touch me either, dude. They won't fucking touch any of us. Fuck them. Fuck them. You know what, dude? We're going around all this shit, bro. We're sneaking around the back gate is what we're doing.
I was talking to Danny today about stand-up.
I don't know who Danny is.
Danny
ever...
from L&A.
Oh.
Danny.
And, I love Danny.
Yeah, he goes, we're just talking. And I go, Danny, I hate stand-up on television. I go, I hate it. Except for the shit HBO does. I hate it. I'm tired of
seeing...
Even
the shit they do.
It's every one of the late night shows has their own brand of guy that they just keep bringing the same type of guy over and over. The specials all look the same anymore. Yeah. And it's like, and it's so rare that you see like a Patrice special, like his last one, or Burr's last special, or something like that, where you go, wow, that was really good, man. That really stood apart.
Yeah.
You know, a couple go up here, and there's several others, obviously.
Yeah, like,
I'm just
Louis C.K., you know
Louis,
what he's doing?
Of course.
You know what he's doing?
What?
Fucking, he's just, it almost makes me fucking angry how fucking great he is.
What's he doing?
Just makes me sick.
What's
that
he
is just so fucking, I don't know what he is. He's smart. He's doing his next special.
Are you allowed to talk about this on here?
I read it on the internet.
Oh, okay. All right.
No,
I thought you were saying he told you this.
No, he didn't fucking tell me this. I read it on the internet. His next special is going to be on a website. Okay? $5. You want to watch it? $5.
Jesus Christ.
So it's all him.
He's brilliant.
No network, no fucking nothing. You want to watch it? It comes out tonight on a fucking Louis C.K. something, and you're $5, and you can. $5. $5. You get to watch Louis C.K.'s new hour. Right in your fucking home.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, that's fucking... You know what that takes away? That takes away all... You know how much money that takes away from Comedy Central and all the other people? You know how much money they lose on that? Do you know how much fucking money they're not going to make on this? And you know how much money he's going to make?
The whole thing, the whole structure is collapsing, dude, because this is what happened to the music industry in the late 90s and early... Aughts, because of
early what?
The aughts, they're called.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you not know that?
What's the aughts?
2000s.
Just, if, honey, can you make me a fresh pot, a fresh thing of hot coffee with no cream? I'm going to throw it in Ott's face. You ever say that again?
It's what it's called, Bob. I didn't make up the name.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Yeah, but you don't have to fucking use it, Joe. You can say the early 2000s.
That sounds dumb when you say it like that. That's why they call it the Ott's. Sounds right, ridiculous.
Touche.
All right.
You're off your game today too, because that would have been a fucking. You would have given me a nice hot one for that.
What do you mean I'm off my game? I feel like I'm doing all right today.
No, you're doing great, but you're just nice for some reason. It's weird.
I'm in a good mood. I had a nice night last night. I came in. And plus you just sat there and fucking whined about people attacking your grammar on Twitter. I didn't want to jump on you about the 2000s.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get away from that fucking shit, dude. I'm trying to lighten up with that shit. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, dude. Don't feel like you got to lighten up.
So what were you saying? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
please. In the aughts. Go back to the aughts.
This is what happened with... This is what happened with Napster in the music industry, dude.
And the
they aughts. Got yeah, they got brought the fuck down because
the fucking aughts stinks.
It does stink.
It fucking stinks.
Yeah, I know.
Just say in the early 2000, 2001, late 90s.
I want to say it like the old days.
Go ahead.
Remember in the 2010s, like they would talk about like the gold rush, or back in the 1900s. Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, God.
The yeah. So what the fuck was I going to say? Oh, this is what happened with the music industry, dude. The music industry, and look, I'm not singling out any certain network or whatever. This is just the way the business, for the most part, functions, and there are good networks or people in this business, and there aren't. But overall, what's happening now is what happened with the music industry. The music industry was taking, and then people said enough. And it started with the fans. It started with the fans going, fuck this. Really? $18.99 for a CD?
Yeah.
Fuck this. We know how much it costs to make this thing now. We found out. We found out this costs 80 cents to make.
Right.
Fuck this.
Right.
And then the artists started to follow because they were like,
right,
"What? I'm getting half a fucking point, man.
Yeah.
I sold 3 million copies and I'm getting nothing."
Yeah.
And then it goes from there. Yeah. And now it's happening with TV and entertainment because people are going, yeah, fuck this, man. Fuck this. I'm tired of this shit. I got to pay $50 for a season of a TV show?
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm going to steal it. So then they start stealing it. Then the artists start going, yeah, wait a second. Why the fuck did I sell $100,000 in DVDs and I'm getting six? The fuck is going on here? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, and this shit starts to backlash.
I don't think you sell CDs anymore at shows.
I don't.
Why the fuck are people going to buy a CD? They're not going to buy it. You need a T-shirt or a fucking magnet. I can steal that. I'll go get that on iTunes. I don't need to fucking buy that. I just heard it. I don't need to buy it. Like, even though it's not the same hour, you know, they don't buy your shit. They really don't buy CD. Nobody has a CD player. I mean, CDs are dead.
It's done.
And you know, look, dude, me and fucking... I went out with a fucking Canon D5 and a Zoom recorder.
Right.
And made a TV show.
Right.
I don't need to sell it to you. I don't need to pitch it to you. I don't need you. I don't need to go in and go, this is what I want to do. I want to, what do you think? We don't really, no, I'll go film it. I'll go film it and I'll put it on fucking YouTube. If that's the case. And I'll get a fucking million followers, millions, and I'll have people.
Millions.
But you'll know, okay, they don't like it. Fine. Or they do like it. Fine. But I didn't have to go through the rigmarole of horse shit,
right,
that you have to go. You can just go and do it. Like our movie. Why do we have to go and, hey, do you guys want to give us money just so we can? No, fuck it. We'll just make it ourselves.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like, it really, like even my hour, I'm going to fucking do it myself. If it comes down to it, I will go buy a fucking a camera. I'll hire a crew myself that have D5s. There's guys out there that have like three or four what are they, D5Ds, right? Or D5s?
5Ds.
5Ds, the cameras, right? You could film a special with those. I'll go film it, and I'll put it out there myself, and I'll get it up on a website. I'll do something. There's options now.
Do it cool, man. Do it cool.
I'm gonna. I'll tell you my ideas off of.
Yeah.
But I have a great idea, and I'm trying to. You know, it's gonna be a hard thing to do, but I think it's what I do because I don't know if my fucking. I don't know what the fuck's gonna be the thing. You know, I'm hoping. You know, I'm hoping what we're doing now is gonna, you know, be the thing. Because all we need, dude, is a little pop. You know, a little pop from one of these things right. that we're doing. And then, you know, dude, we're selling out our shows. We're, you know, we get to hang out on the road and do gigs together and fucking just have fun and make some money and meet the and get fans of our shit, which would be great. You know, I love that there's fans of this podcast. I love that there's fans of this podcast who aren't fans of anything else that I do. That's fun. You know that how great I love that. There's people that listen to this podcast, Joe, that become fans of the comedy after.
Right. It's great.
Like, oh, Joe's funny. Joe, your stand-up's good too. It's like I love that, dude.
Yeah, it's great. I
fucking love that.
It's great.
And that's what pisses me off. Where it's like, dude, you're not funny on Twitter. It's like, dude, but I'm funny in some other fucking mediums. I'm doing all this shit for you motherfuckers, and I'm just trying to promote it here because this is where all you guys look, and I just want you to come over to this other spot, man.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't like about Twitter, and you know what? Some people, I'm sure, will call me a pussy for this or whatever, but it's like people will follow you, right?
Yeah.
And, so... Obviously, if they're following you, they see everything you post.
Right.
And it's like, dude, that if... What the fuck is that?
It's my ringtone on my iPhone. The new ringtone they have.
What is it?
It's called the Forest.
The Forest?
Sherwood Forest.
Do I have that on mine?
No, it's on the new iPhone. Sorry.
Does the new iPhone have all kinds of new ringtones?
Yeah.
How many?
It has actually custom vibrations. Like you can
actually.
I got
that on mine. Oh. You get that with 5.5.
Oh, yeah, you probably have it then. Yeah. You don't have the new, the voice thing, though.
Yeah, but you told me the other day it's not that great.
I lied. It's the shit. Literally amazing.
You're just like, you're the devil. You know that?
What the
you're
fuck?
You just like the
My
pull.
Wife is right there, Joe.
She needs to know. She needs to be aware of the manipulation. You fucking...
This is the Joe I wanted. Hey, I'm in a good mood. I'm having a fun time. Exactly.
I didn't want to go to this place today. No, the people that follow me, it affects sometimes the shit I'm willing to tweet. Because it's like, dude, I don't want, you know, if I'm making a fucking, if I'm going to go on Twitter and make a smelly pussy joke.
Yeah.
I don't want it to necessarily go to Ann Coulter, because she's going to see it and be like, "Christ, I don't want this on my phone."
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And here's the thing too: is like I'm on a CBS show, and I don't know what the fuck's going to happen with it. I don't have a big part on it, but I can't be tweeting out "fucking eat my fat cunt" anymore. You know,
exactly.
Because you know, I mean, I look, we're comics; we have some type of fucking. You know, leeway and you know, artistic license when it comes to that shit.
Right.
But, you know, there's certain things, man, you know, like Dana White says to Nick Diaz, you got to play the game just a little bit, just a little bit. You want to make the money? You want to get out of the projects? Play the game a little bit. Dana White is the head of UFC. That's MMA.
Just ask you who that
is. Nick Diaz is a fighter. He's one of the top fighters. It's a sport.
Can you
guys
put it into like a movie, like a Back to the Future or something like that, so I understand what you're talking about?
Fuck. Shit. No, I can't. I can't. Okay, here it is. It's like when Darth Vader, right? In the last one, the prequel last one. Where I think that was Empire Strikes Back.
No, it was Revenge of the Sith, Bob, for Christ's
sake. No, the first ones.
The first ones.
All the last ones.
The prequels are the new trilogy.
Okay, yeah. All right, dude. Well,
Empire Strikes Back is the second movie where Han Solo gets frozen in carbonite. I don't know why you wouldn't know that.
Carbonite?
Yeah, he gets frozen in carbonite. Oh,
God.
Yes, he's still alive and in perfect hibernation. How do you, that movie's the shit. Do you not know? Have you never seen?
I've seen them all, man.
Empire Strikes
I've seen them all. Back. I hate the last three that came out. I guess was the first three just suck.
You didn't like Sith?
No.
Sith was the shit. Dude.
Fuck that. Fuck all that. And you know what sucks is watching them on the TV, your amazing new TV with that unbelievable Blu-ray. You can see just how shitty the effects are. It's just
I can turn that off.
It's so good that it looks shitty.
Yeah, I can. You can turn that off, though. You can turn that frame rate off or whatever it's called, or the hertz rate, whatever.
I mean, it looks like they're literally in a fucking... I mean, you can just see that...
Yeah, it looks like a sitcom about Star Wars.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking like Three's Company. Like not even, like an 80s sitcom. anyways, man. All right, well, I think we've come full circle, dude. You've actually... You're not gay anymore.
Yeah, and I don't think being with her is gay. I still stand by that. I'm not saying that as a defense mechanism. I really don't. I mean, look, we need to stress this. There's nothing. We're not saying there's anything wrong with being gay.
No, being gay is great.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of something.
No, we're just trying to get to the bottom if Joe is gay because he wants to jerk a guy off.
We're just trying to get to the bottom or the top.
Yeah,
if I'm gay.
Well, here it is. You're back to not normal. I won't say normal because it's not normal. You're back to what society wants you to be, Joe.
What your parents want,
your friends from college want.
My parents won't hear word one of this.
Oh, they will when I send it to them. That video is going to mama. And then,
Jesus Christ, dude, I am petrified, dude. My mom all the time will be like, Sally at work said she saw a video of you on some radio show.
Yeah.
And dude, my heart just starts fucking pounding.
Did you make out with a guy named Bailey?
And then she'll go, it was Bob and Tom. And I'm like, oh thank God. Dude, they were up. My whole family was up for, I don't fucking remember what it was for. But my whole family came over. We're all at my mom's house. And my uncle Brian goes, hey, Joey, guy I work with, man, he knows who you are. He's a fan of... hey, you do some show, it's two guys? And I go, Opie and Anthony? He goes, yeah. And I go, Uncle Brian... Never listen to anything you find from that show that involves
me. Listen to this show.
Yeah.
Did you open up more on this show? And it's real. At least on that show, you're kidding. On this show,
really? Pretty honest on that show too. But he goes. But I've seen your act. I go. It's so far beyond anything I've ever. There's got to be a line that we draw on the family. Here.
That's one of those things that sometimes we repeat on the show. You've already mentioned that.
What's that?
Like a few weeks ago, you talked.
Oh, did I?
You said the same exact story.
We do that all the time.
We've done it a bunch of times. You know why? Because we only have five things that we talk about, Joe. Twitter, guys with dicks, chicks with dicks,
right.
And movies.
Food.
And tech.
I got a tech thing if you want to sign off with it.
Well, here's the thing is I want to sign off. Yeah, we're running. This is a good one, too. I want to do two things. I want to make sure that we wrap this up a little bit. You want to get married to a woman now.
Yes.
And we know that the 2000s were called...
The aughts.
Fucking angers me.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah, but you use it, and you know that would bug me.
I don't know what else to call it. Yeah. Of course I know it would bug you. That's why I said it.
I fucking hate you. Okay, we know that Twitter is just, just stop being cunts. Yeah, yeah. We're going to misspell because we're going to fuck up. We're going to promote shit. But right. Look at what we're promoting. It's other funny shit.
Right.
It's not like I'm promoting a fucking funeral.
Right, right.
I'm promoting something else that's funny for you to watch, listen to, or go to. It's not like I'm promoting fucking Tupperware, you cunt.
It's not like you're on there going, the problem with this whole abortion debate is...
Yeah, I'm not...
Shut up.
You fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Other than that, just bail. I get it, man. You don't have to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook or just come to the show, man. I get it. If you want to just open up your fucking phone and hey, man. Oh, Bob. Oh, Norton. Oh, you fucking slipped... And then, I get it. Obama, go.
Yeah.
You're going to get a couple funny things out of me once in a while. Other than that, it's my other shit. Right. And we got my new show coming out, which is going to be great. Joe's going to do a set on it.
Yeah, definitely. Congrats on that. It's great.
Thank you, brother. And now we're going to end with some tech shit. Yep. So go ahead, Joe. What do you got for tech?
Well, it's tech related. It's not necessarily a technology thing, but or it's not a device, in other words. But I got Batman Arkham City for Xbox.
Is it?
Sometimes we talk games. It is. Just buy it. Just fucking
buy it.
It's in
even me
insane. If you want to actually feel like you're Batman, buy it. It's the best. It's the best, like, open world beat 'em up, ever. It's
Red Dead Redemption.
It's so
that's
much
open
better.
World.
Yeah, it's so much better. Red Dead was wonderful.
Red Dead
was wonderful.
The environment's incredible.
Yeah, this
is it
that better.
Incredible?
Well, you're in Arkham City, which is they basically the plot of the game is that they fenced off.
You know, my grandfather had kids by the time he was my age. He had a garden and a house. Go ahead, Joe. What are you saying about a video game? You're in Arkham what?
It's called Arkham City because Arkham... First game is called Arkham Asylum. That's the asylum where they keep all the crooks.
Okay.
Remember in Batman Begins, remember that hospital that the Scarecrow works at?
Yeah.
That's Arkham Asylum.
Okay.
The sequel is called Arkham City because the criminal population is so out of control in Gotham... They just fence off a huge part of Gotham City and call it Arkham City and just throw the criminals in there and let them run fucking wild.
No shit.
With guns and shit. And then you're stuck in there and you've got to... It goes from there. I don't want to ruin anything. But it's... You fight all the fucking... everybody's in it. All the best bad guys.
Well, okay.
It's insane.
And I've heard nothing but insane reviews on this.
Dude, when you fucking hang upside down... from a gargoyle and there's like six dudes below you with machine guns, you can't just run in because they'll kill you.
Yeah.
And one dude walks under you and you sweep down and fucking grab him and pull him up.
Do you get to go like this? I'm Batman.
You don't get to say that, but dudes start going, what's going on? What's going on? They start freaking out. You right. sneak up behind dudes, do the silent takedowns.
Right.
Or you just fucking jump in on
Can
some
you kill
shit
them,
start
though?
Kicking ass. Batman doesn't kill anybody, so you knock him out.
Fucking.
Batman's whole thing is you won't
kill. I'm out.
Dude,
I'm out.
Bob, trust me. Just trust me. Trust me.
All right, I'll try. All right, you know what I'm going to do?
You can borrow. She's done.
I'm going to come over and get it. But you know what I'm looking forward to?
Grand Theft 5?
Modern Warfare.
I'm done with them. Listen, I think it looks great. It's going to be great, but
I'm General Bob. Remember that.
I remember.
I'm the leader of the gays.
They just put too many out. It was like Guitar Hero.
I'm
going to
get Battlefield, and I'm getting the Modern Warfare.
Right.
And another one's coming out with the Kinect, Ghost Recon.
Right.
Which uses the Kinect, where you can explode view a gun with your hands.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
I can't wait for that. When that happens, I don't give a fuck what that lady over there says on the couch with the fucking ponytail. That TV is fucking sayonara. We're getting a fucking 50, 60-inch thin plasma. It's going on the wall, and Bob Kelly's going to fucking do some fucking, I'm a ninja, I'm a horny ninja. I'm a ninja, yeah. I'm a horny ninja. I'm moving around, I'm exploding my gun. I'm brr, brr, brr.
Dude,
I can't wait for that shit.
Yeah, it's going to be the shit.
All right, well, my tech thing is, this is a great little fucking device I got. It's from ExoGear. If you go to exogear.com or Google it, I'm going to be promoting a couple things from ExoGear. I'm waiting for one thing to come in the mail that they were supposed to ship me for free that I was going to review. I'm not going to review it yet. And just a quick let you know that I think that the new iPhone 4S update is coming out that's going to fix some of the battery issues.
It's already
out for developers, and I think it's coming out soon for everybody else. But I got this ExoGear phone holder, and it's really cool if you travel. And you know, your phone is always, you know, like I stick it to my computer screen. It's a suction cup phone mount, and it's a little clip.
Right.
And I can stick it to the bottom of my actual fucking screen, put my phone in it, and do, especially with the 4S, you can multitask between your computer, and you can just hit the button, email Joe. What do you want to say? Blah, blah, blah. Text, blah, blah, blah. Call, blah, blah, blah. And your phone is right in front of you, almost like another little monitor on your monitor. It also sticks to your bed as an alarm clock when you wake up. It's a cool little device. It goes in your car. It goes anywhere you go. You can suction cup this little thing and hold your phone up.
Right.
And I use it sometimes for the podcast to make some videotapes. It's unbelievable. ExoGear. It's the phone clip. It's on exogear.com. It's a cool company. They have other stuff that I'm going to be promoting soon. If you want a little tech stuff. Now, remember, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com for this podcast. We're going to be switching up the email to let, you know, I'm going to see if we can get a, maybe you get a email address, you know, so you can get your own fans too. So the people that hate me and like you better can actually get in touch with you. All three of those people. Anyways, right. But we're gonna get another email address in here too. So if you want to email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com. Joe DeRosa at Joe DeRosa Comedy at joedeRosaComedy.com.
Right.
All his dates, all his everything. Everything that's going up. Make sure you go to iTunes and buy his CD. Just download it. It's gotten great reviews. It's a fucking funny CD. Joe's one of the funniest guys out there.
Thanks, man.
And, you know, we got some fucking big shit coming out, motherfuckers. We got some big news happening in the next few months, motherfucker. So so that's it, dude. Thanks for coming on, D-Boy. And I'm glad you're going to have a girl.
Thank you.
I'm glad you want a wife again.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. You know what? Okay, here's the deal. Go right now to iTunes and get my app. It's free, you asshole. It's free. Free. If you have an iPhone and you don't have my app on it and you listen to this podcast, you're a fucking loser or you're just lazy. It has the podcast on there, updates every week. It has my tour dates. It has a bunch of shit, and it's free. It's free. It's the best way to listen to the podcast if you have an iPhone. Right in your fucking hand. It updates automatically. And another thing, motherfuckers, thank you for donating all the fucking cash you have. We've made this podcast a million times better because of your donations. If you want to donate, it's $10 and $20. We're going to kind of switch that up to make it whatever you want. It's on gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly, right at the top donate button. We appreciate all the donations because it does help. It fucking helps. We pay for a bunch of shit, microphones and cords and wires and fucking mixing boards and all kinds of doodads that we need to make this show better so you guys get to fucking have some entertainment in your life. So thank you for all the donations. Keep spreading the word. Tell everybody you know to get this fucking podcast. You guys got us up to number 30 last week. That's amazing. So thank you, and that's it. Keep listening. Do 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 do.